And now to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, John S. Doyle.
US trade war spells disaster for Irish economy, says the Irish Examiner headline. Trump's tariffs could cost Irish economy over 18 billion euro, says the Irish Times. Both papers take their lead stories from the report published today by the Economic and Social Research Institute. The Times notes the ESRI's calculation that if the United States were to impose 25% tariffs on all European Union exports, as President Donald Trump has threatened to do, and the EU responds with tariffs of its own, the Irish economy could shrink by 3.7% over the next 5 to 7 years, compared to a scenario with no tariffs. The Examiner notes that the EU said yesterday it would delay retaliatory tariffs until mid-April to allow for talks aimed at finding a compromise. More Trump-related news in the Irish Independent, where it was reported that Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted that all nuclear power plants in his country belong to Ukraine. This was after reports that Trump had said that an American takeover of Ukraine's nuclear power would offer the best protection for the country's infrastructure. The paper says that in their first conversation since Mr. Trump verbally attacked Mr. Zelensky in the White House and then had him thrown out, the US president reportedly suggested that Washington take ownership of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. But Kyiv said the discussions referred only to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian occupation. The Independent's front page photograph is of Eddie Jordan, who is the subject of many tributes in the papers following his death at the age of 76. The Independent says he was the Formula One team boss who lived life in the fast lane and won many over with his Irish charm. Jordan's death is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. God speed, says the Mirror headline. May the road rise with you, says the Sun. The Irish Daily Star leads with the report of a court case in which Dave Mahon of Carrick on Shannon is accused of assault causing harm to his neighbour Jim Fahey, a pensioner. As the paper describes it, Mr. Mahon said he had a violent row at Mr. Fahey's barbecue after joking that they should have gone to McDonald's instead. Griller warfare is the headline. The Independent's main story concerns a report from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, which says that planning permission for around 12,000 apartments is set to expire over the coming 24 months, even as demand for homes dramatically exceeds supply. In the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes brings news that more than 1,000 prisoners were released within 24 hours of being put behind bars. Aintu leader Padraig Tobin, who received the figures on foot of a parliamentary question, has described them as absolutely scandalous, the paper says.
John S. Doyle.